Ib? Ib? You out there in front of the store?
Yeah, I'm out here.
Well, bring in that sack of potatoes. I'm going to close up.
Heavy. What you closing up, Shirley, for?
Why, we're going up the football rally.
Football rally, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't going way up there at the academy just to see a pack of dad-daring fools. I'm going home and go to bed myself.
Well, I don't give a darn where you go. Stick them potatoes in the back room and let's get closed up.
Shucks. Football. Of all the dad-daring fool games.
Get away from there and get worn out. Time to get your cash counted up and get things going around. You never know.
Oh, Hector, we've got my own back out.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, say, now wait a minute, please.
What in perdition's all this? What is this?
Hector's going to take me to the valley.
He's going to take me.
Why, he promised to take me. He asked me day before yesterday.
Don't fool yourself, he's taking me.
Say, come, son, stop it. You're a bunch of magpies is what you are. You're going to have a fight? Get outside. What do you want, anyway, Hector?
Well, are you and Mr. Peters going to the rally?
No, Ib ain't, but I sort of thought I would. Just getting ready to close up.
Well, say, that's fine, by Whitakers. Because we're going to have a swell show up there tonight, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yeah,
And you know, it's going to be held in the new athletic field. So in case you don't know how to find it, I've brought you a road map.
Road map?
Yes. And here it is. You just follow this map, and you can't miss the place.
Well, thank you. That's mighty nice of you, Hector. Yes, this map will come in handy.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it, Mr. Winterbottom. You know the old saying, Hector Smith will do anything for his friends.
Mm.
Well, good night. I'll see you up at the rally. So please hurry. Don't keep
the
way.
Sure.
I'll
be
looking for you.
Yes, yeah, sure. Then. Well, I'll be switched. You certainly got popular all of a sudden, I must say. Well, let's see here. $1. $2. Oh, Ib! Ib! Come in and answer the phone, will you?
$3.
How's that?
I say come in and see who's on the phone.
Why don't you see who it is?
Oh, I'm busy counting the cash. One now and see who it is.
Ah, shucks. Well, who is it? It was Hortense.
Why, you darn fool. What'd you hang up for? What'd she want?
You didn't tell me to find out what she wanted. You just told me to see who it was.
Oh, you little Andy Goshen. Of all the dumb fellas that... wait a minute. Look out. Get out of the way. I'll answer it myself. You finish counting the cash there. I already took out $4, so leave them out.
Shucks. Now, we should make up your mind what you want me to do. Dad burn you?
Go on.
Switch me from one thing to another. It's a darn fast and headless.
Go on the way. I want to answer the telephone. Shut up. Hello? Oh, yes, Hortense. Who? Oh, Hector. Well, say, Hortense, you only missed him in just a second. He just left. No, but he didn't mention who he was taking to the rally. There's a whole pack of gals in here with him. Yes, the Macaw gal was one of them. What's that, Hortense? I can hardly hear you. I say I can hardly hear you. What? What's that? Say, the dang phone service is getting worse every day. Her voice just sort of faded right out. Oh, well. You got that cash figured?
Yeah, I got it figured, all right.
Well, how do we stand?
Yeah, we lack just $1.50 of having 50 cents.
Lack $1.50 of having 50 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Ib? How could you lack $1.50 of having 50 cents?
Because that's the way it figures out, that's why.
Oh.
You took out $4, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Exactly $4.
So you told me to leave them out.
Yes, well, what about it?
Now, just keep your shirt on. I took out $3.
Yes.
And when you leave $4 out of $3, you're $1 in the hole. But if we had $1.50, we'd have exactly 50 cents. And there you be.
Yes, but You can't take $4 out of three.
You can.
Oh, you can't. You don't stand to reason that if you have...
Yeah, you can, too.
Oh, good evening.
How do you do, Professor Thistleway?
Yes, howdy, Professor. Say, you just come in time. Look here. You're just a fellow to answer something first. You can't take four things from three things now, can you?
Well, yes. Under certain conditions, you can.
You can?
Oh, yes. Yes, in order to subtract 4 units from three, you must make use of plus and minus signs. Now, assume each of us has an apple. We pool them, throw them together.
Throw them at who?
No, we're not throwing them at anyone. I say...
No, Abe, someone just threw them at us, you see.
Oh, no, don't be absurd. I say we pool them, add them together. Now, what sign would we put in front of them?
Well, I should think a good sign would be apples for sale.
Oh, but we're not trying to sell them. The apple is simply a unit, a digit.
I reckon you mean dodge it. When someone throws an apple at you, you dodge it.
But I tell you, no one is throwing apples. We're simply adding them together. So we make use of a plus sign.
Well, that'd be pretty expensive, wouldn't it, Professor? A plush sign?
Not plush. Plus. A plus sign. Now, suppose you take an apple. Mr. Peters here takes an apple, and I take an apple.
Yes, that's a good idea. An apple a day will keep the doctor away.
Oh, but this has nothing to do with doctors.
It doesn't.
No. We each take an apple. And each of those apples will then be represented by plus one.
Yes.
But if a fourth man tried to take an apple, what would that be?
That'd be darn foolishness. There ain't no more.
No. It would be minus.
Minus what?
Minus wormy.
No. You don't grasp it at all. Here. Now, let's start over again. We put these apples all together.
Yes.
Now, what do we call them, Mr. Winterbottom?
Again, do I know, Professor?
But I just told you a moment ago. We call
I
them...
I know what we call them. That's yes.
Very well, then, Mr. Peters. When we put the apples all together, what do we call them?
Applesauce.
Never mind the apples. Are either of you going to the football rally tonight?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, here. Give this note to Hector Smith, will you? Good evening.
Yes, I'll do that. Good evening, Professor.
So long, Professor. Come in again sometime.
Yes, come in again.
I like that feller.
Yes, he's all right. Now, what in perdition is... Oh, dang it all, anyhow. Where'd I put it? The head right here in my hand?
What you looking for?
Oh, I'm looking for a road map. Hector gave me. Said it to show just how to get to that new athletic field.
The road map?
Yes. Oh, here, just sticking right out the back of the cash register. Let's see here.
Been a snake, I bet you.
Yes. Reckon I'll take this road right here and go straight out to... that's funny.
What's the matter?
Why, there's a new town here, a place called Detour.
You're crazy, Zeb. There ain't no town around here called Detour.
Well, there just is. Here it is right in the map in front of your face. Look at it there. Put your specs on. Slide them down off your head there. See? See for yourself. And the athletic field is right back of it.
Ah, shucks. It must be a fake.
Oh, fake nothing. Everything's a fake with you. You make me tired. If it was a fake, it wouldn't be on the map, would it? Well, that athletic field ought to be easy to find. Let's see. All I got to do is go to Detour and then just ask somebody. Yes, well, I guess I'll go. You close up.
Go up there now,
hey? Yes, I guess that's all there is to do here. And
you want me, shucks, you close up yourself.
No, you close up. And if I think of anything else, I'll phone you from Detour.